You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Advocate Ngome Zulu was relying heavily on statements that were obtained from a second docket in this case, which is not before the court, known as docket 375. And he just took out a couple of statements from there and questioned Sergeant Mohola, who's part of the investigating team. And one such statement is about some witnesses or conversations that were heard straight after the murder between Sifiso Meyiwa and allegedly Irvin Khoza and Tumelo Madlala about who actually pulled the trigger. And it's rumored that, you know, straight after the shooting happened, it was uttered that the person that was responsible was inside, and this happened because of an alleged fight between Longwe Twala and Zandi Khumalo, and Meyiwa came in between to try and stop them. Then the gun accidentally went off. So, you know, like I said, this docket is not before the court, so the state had objected to, you know, some of the statements to be read out because, you know, they were unfounded. And with regards to Irvin Khoza's name popping up as having had that conversation, the state says there's since been a statement from Irvin Khoza distancing himself from these allegations and therefore deemed it unfair for that statement to have been read or, you know, to allege, to put forward the allegations to Sergeant Mohola, who is not working on that docket.
And what was Judge Mokgotleng's response to that? Because we've just come from a trial within a trial, Pearl, in this particular matter. And now it seems again, you know, we're talking about admissibility. You're saying, you know, this is, of course, a docket that's not before the court. So are those sort of issues creeping up again where we are questioning admissibility of certain pieces of evidence or statements that were made?
Judge Ratamokgotleng, you know, initially made it clear that, you know, they should question this witness on work she's done and statements she's compiled. And however, the state says this forms part of their defense. And subsequent to that, they will be calling witnesses that are mentioned in those statements. And if they have to subpoena them, so be it. So Advocate Ngome Zulu insists that while mentioning all these names in court, he will make sure that these people come and testify when the defense's case start. And with regards to the statement as well, that statement was a copy, that one that was allegedly made by Sifiso Meyiwa. It was a copy, and the commissioning officer, the name of the commissioning officer could not be read properly. There was an objection to that, but, you know, eventually it was allowed because Ngome Zulu came back and said, we do have a name, we will supply the original copy and call the commissioning officer as well to come and testify. But that's it to be seen as to, you know, the state is still busy with their case and we don't know how many other witnesses are still to be called, although they've made it quite clear that not everybody on that list will be called based on, you know, what evidence or how strong the evidence they're supposed to give in court.
Did they give an indication, though, Pearl, of who is likely to be called?
Well, the one thing is that Ngome Zulu said that Kelly Khumalo's name is on the state witness list, but the state has made it clear that they deemed it, you know, they didn't think it's a good idea to call her, but the defense says she will be subpoenaed by them. They've also mentioned that they want to call Chuko Twala, who's the father of Longwe Twala, to the stand. So far, those are the two names they said that they wanted to subpoena when the case starts.
And what about Longwe Twala, given what Ngome Zulu had put to the court yesterday? Is he likely to be called?
There was no mention of him. And I must say that also Longwe Twala's name has been part of the state's list, but there's no mention as to whether the state is still going to call him. Because from what we understand, everybody or all the witnesses they wanted to call who were inside the house at the time have been called. And now they're just focusing on what the investigating officers have to say. And we still have the outstanding ballistic expert cross-examination that is only going to happen from the 20th of May. May. So that, I don't think the state is still going to call anybody else, that being Gladys Khumalo, who's the mother of Kelu Khumalo, and Longo Twala at this stage. But anything is likely to change given if the defense feels that those people are important for the case, then they will come and take the stand.
And so today, Pearl, who's on the stand and what have we heard?
Well, we still have Sergeant Mohola. She had a brief cross-examination from the defense for accused number two, Sipora Mosepele. And what came out from that, the only thing Sipora Mosepele wanted to know pertained to the identity of accused number two, saying that none of the people that were inside the house could give a proper description of accused number two. And the investigating officers also relied on a black hoodie that they went to search for in Rustenburg, but did not find. So he says that, you know, they can't rely if these witnesses say they could not recognize or describe accused number two. Then the day after the incident happened, then it can't be said that when they come to court and they pointed him out, like Zandi and Tumelo Mazala said, it was accused number two that was inside the house. Therefore, the investigating team or the state can rely on that evidence as to the fact that based immediately after the incident happened, they had no recollection or could not identify him.
And just finally, Pearl, who is in court today?
Yes, Sergeant Mohola is still going to be under cross-examination by all the defense counsel. Right now, just before talking to you, Tulan Nxumalo, who represents accused number four, has been questioning her on buccal swabs that were taken by Sergeant Tsie, who testified a few days ago, and saying that those results from that buccal swab came back negative as per the expert testimony. However, the judge corrected him, saying that they were not detectable as opposed to negative, and they just need to clarify the meaning of what those two statements mean.
Pearl Magubane, thanks so much for the update. SABC reporter Pearl Magubane following the Senzo Maiyua murder trial for us.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.